stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the IBM Typically Talk Files X Sales 201 conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Terry Burma. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Mark. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to our second Typically Talk on Files X. We'll go a little bit deeper into some of the product information today and give you some of the updates as things are progressing with our integration of the Files X team as part of Tivoli and IBM. Hope you all have the presentation there in front of you. We'll start now moving down to a slide you may have seen before, slide two, just talking about who Files X is. I probably should mention that on the call with me today, I do have my colleague in crime on Files X here with Don Dissinger, our sales acquisition manager. He'll be joining us throughout the call today to answer any questions and talk about any additional topics. As I mentioned, we've covered this probably in another couple of calls. Files X, it was a privately held company with a number of customers across a wide range of industries, and their real focus has been on continuous data protection of mission-critical applications and data in the Windows space. They've been an existing Tivoli technology partner for some time, IBM technology partner, so we really are excited about having them as part of the family now. The reasons we went out and acquired Files X, quite honestly, was they had some great technology that really fit well in the TSM family. Their focus has been in the Windows space. They have some unique technology that allows them to do restores in a very, very effective way, handling it by software, their focus being able to look at eliminating that traditional downtime Windows backup by continuously capturing changes in the data at the block level. And the key phrase there is at the block level versus the file level. We'll talk about what that means as we get further into it. But the restore is really their strong suit. When you start talking to small customers and mid-market customers and even a number of our large enterprise customers, the ability to get mission-critical systems back up and running online with available data in a very short time window is the real strength. In talking with a lot of our customers that have a number of branch offices, remote offices, one of the challenges they've told us they've had is managing a tape infrastructure at those remote locations. They don't have a lot of dedicated IT resources, and being able to keep those tapes cycled properly, making sure that the tapes are good, that the backups happened on the right media when it was supposed to, has been a tremendous challenge for them. And the ability of Files X to be able to use disk-based technology to do those backups eliminates a lot of those challenges in some of those remote offices. Another strong feature to the Files X suite is the ability to work with Microsoft Exchange and handle individual mail restore literally right out of the box. There's a lot of folks talking about individual mail restore, but they tend to be talking about the mailbox as a whole. And the strength here with Files X is that they can do that down to the individual item level, say to an individual contact or an individual attachment to an individual email. A lot of strength there. They also have a bare machine recovery capability as part of the product family, so that we'll be able to restore device systems back even to dissimilar hardware very, very effectively. If we move on next to slide four, this slide really reiterates a lot of the things that I just talked about. The one that I didn't touch on here in that additional reason of why we acquired Files X is their strength in being able to do disaster recovery for a lot of these branch offices. Because they're working with block level rather than file level, the amount of data that needs to be transmitted across the links back to a disaster recovery site or to a centralized data store back at a main headquarters site data center, that can be reduced considerably, especially over a lot of our customers that have a very low bandwidth between those sites. I've talked to a number of our partners around the world, and the challenges they're facing with limited bandwidth between their sites is very real, and being able to transmit only the changes that have happened within a file really does help with that limited bandwidth environment. So being able to do secure transfer of data between our sites and our disaster recovery sites is also a real strength from FilesX. If we look at slide 5 and the quick hit value proposition, the main features and benefits that we have of FilesX is that it is a disk-based, block-level, incremental forever backup technology. It allows us to set individual recovery point objectives and recovery time objectives by server if we need to. And really have that set in a very customized way to the unique needs of the business. We can also be extended through continuous data protection and allow us to continually back up those systems and restore them with very little impact on our production servers. One of the strengths that FilesX also brings in its value is that it can all be done as a centrally managed product. When you've got a customer with a number of branch offices or remote offices, they can set the policies from the central site, propagate those out to all of their the remote sites, and manage that environment centrally. And that can be a real big win for many of our customers. Instantly recovering files, individual files, folders, volumes, and entire systems. This is the strength. As Don and I have talked to customers and our business partners and our resellers around the world, this is the message we're hearing over and over, that the strength of FilesX is all about recovery, being able to get my information back quickly, easily, without needing a lot of dedicated technical resource available to do that. Leveraging Express Mount technology to mount an existing snapshot, and then just use Windows Explorer to drag and drop those files back where they need to be, makes it a very robust and easy-to-use system. The Instant Restore giving us a way to mount the entire snapshot of our latest backup and make that data readily available right then while the restore is in process, so that we can start using the information right away. And the Bare Machine Recovery capability allows us to get us back up and running, even from a complete system failure, very, very quickly, in many cases, under an hour. So if we look at slide 6 here, the elevator pitch that we have from FilesX is very simple. FilesX gives you the power to quickly restore any amount of Windows data anywhere in the organization from any previous point in time, no matter what happens to cause the data loss. As we tear that apart, there's a couple of key pieces there. Quickly is that time to recover. In many cases, when you start talking to customers about restoring a terabyte or 2 terabytes or more data, that can take 10 to 12, 14 hours or longer before they can start working. With FilesX, we can have them back up and in a working condition in very short order, many cases less than an hour, regardless, as the second point makes, of how much data is involved. We do want to point out that this is Windows data. We're talking about Windows systems. We still believe TSM is our flagship product for a heterogeneous environment, but this particular product from FilesX gives us some real strength in the Windows space. Anywhere in the organization is also a key phrase. Because of the built-in disaster recovery capabilities, we can restore directly at the remote site or at wherever the original server was located. But because of disaster recovery, we have the unique capability to be able to restore and rebuild systems even back at the data center. We can rebuild them to virtual systems or to different hardware and then have that hardware shipped out to our remote location so that we don't have to dispatch technicians and do truck rolls, as they say in a lot of the service industry, to be able to get a system back up and running. previous point in time is also a critical piece of this, in that we're keeping multiple generations, multiple numbers of snapshots, depending on what the business conditions require for any particular server. It can be different from server to server, but we could have up to 99,000 different points in time if we have the storage available to do that, and we can recover the data to any of those data points, no matter what happened, whether it was a lost file, a lost folder, whether you had a virus attack, a corrupted database, a crash disk, whatever. That's the real strength of FileZX. Now, as we look at slide 7, you know, we tend to focus a lot in talking about Windows-only customers in our mid-market, and there's a lot of strength there. But we don't want to leave out the capabilities that FileZX will have for us in extending out capabilities for TSM. TSM will continue to be our files, our flagship product, with file-level CDP for desktops, Windows, and mobile workers. All of the key things you're used to talking about TSM, that's all still there. But we may have some enterprise-level customers that do have some recovery point objectives and some recovery time objectives for their Windows-based application servers that FileZX will be able to help them as well. That near-instant recovery capability to protect some of those mission-critical applications, that will fit very, very well as an integrated part of our enterprise data center solution. So it's not just a mid-market product. It fits well in many cases in our enterprise data center as well as our remote offices. So looking at this from a sales perspective as to who should I be talking to, how do I qualify them, what kinds of questions do I ask to see if this customer is a, has potential use for any of our FileZX capabilities, there's a number of questions that I've included here in our deck over the next couple of slides that, that we'd want to talk about. Talking number one about having really mission-critical Windows-based application servers where you can't afford to be without the information, that, that you need to have these systems back up and running in a matter of an hour or less. Being able to take snapshot images of that environment and focus on that up to, you know, 10 minutes ago, if that's the case, or if it's even more critical than that, having dual write capability to where I can write one directly to the disk and one directly out to the backup in FileZX. If we've got that kind of mission-critical data requirements, that's a great opportunity for FileZX. Lots of cases in our mid-market or our remote branch offices, smaller offices, having an automated way of getting data off-site is a tremendous challenge. Too many times we hear horror stories of tapes that have to leave those remote offices and they get dropped on the way to the truck, or they get lost in as they're being transferred from the remote site to the data store, whether it be, you know, an Iron Mountain or whatever. We've heard all those horror stories about tapes going the wrong place or not being able to be found. Having the ability to do that disaster recovery over the wire, even if we've got a small bandwidth capability to that store, can be a tremendous win for maintaining data integrity from and managing it from a centralized site. So that's another great question. Many of our remote offices simply just don't have dedicated on-site IT resources at those branches. Having a system that will allow us to manage from a central site, to be able to propagate our policies across all of our remote sites, is also a great qualifying question to let us know that, that FileZX has a, an opportunity here. We've been asking a number of these questions for TSM, but they all work well across a heterogeneous. So here we're working and focused on these in a Microsoft world. So asking questions about running mission-critical business applications on Exchange, on Microsoft SQL, any of these kinds of Windows-based environments, this is a flag as an indicator for a great opportunity. Asking about bare machine recovery is also part of the question. If they need to be able to restore to people or hardware and get those systems back up and running quickly? Those are great questions. As I move on to slide 9 here, additional questions. What kind of business critical applications are running on Windows? How much data is there? How much can you afford to lose? If you're doing a tape backup at a remote site, your recovery point is 24 hours ago. If you lost it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, your backup's at 6 or 7, that's a lot of data that could be lost. Can you afford to lose that? Do you need shorter time periods for how much data can be lost? Being able to take snapshots down to an hourly or even sub-hourly, if we really have to have that capability, that's an option that we have with FileZX that will allow us to get back up that data very quickly and have it available in much shorter time frames, doing it not only at the data center but also at the remote office. I know we've had a lot of our customers, sales reps, our business partners asking about individual mailbox restore. So again, this is a great opportunity to look in an exchange environment. Do I need to be able to recover individual mailboxes? Do I need to be able to do that sub-mailbox level is also a differentiator. Being able to literally drag and drop a contact, an email, an attachment directly back to the user's mailbox, that's another great strength of FileZX. And for our TSM customers, we have pretty good integration today with TSM. We'll be enhancing it in the future, but we can then extend some of our TSM capabilities to our remote offices by leveraging FileZX in those remote offices and then using disaster recovery to get that back to our central data center, and can then integrate that the rest of the way with TSM. So if you've got customers that are having challenges in the remote offices, FileZX is a great way to enhance that capability. Lots of times when we're talking with our customers that have remote offices and we ask them what they're doing in their remote offices today, they'll tell us, we've already got a solution out there. And the question that we're really looking at here is, that's great that you've got something. How reliable is that remote system? Have you tested that? Have you looked at how long it takes you to recover mission-critical data in that case? We're finding in many cases, because of that lack of dedicated IT resource, there could be a lot of corrupt data out there, and it may take multiple iterations to be able to find the file that you're looking for that really is a valid version of it. So if the confidence level is not there, this disk-to-disk technology that we have here with FileZX really does give us some value. One of the other areas that we find a lot of cases for opportunity is that in these branch offices, many times if you've got a server out there in the branch, the only recovery in many cases has been to have a spare sitting by. And we find a number of them, for every one server they buy, they have another server standing by as a backup. And being able to do disaster recovery from any location is an opportunity to cut down on a number of those spares and reduce that cost to our customers. So if they're in that sparing environment where they are replicating everything they have out there with a second source, having the ability to use FileZX to restore to dissimilar hardware and be able to ship those out as needed can have a value there to our customers to add additional capabilities. Same thing with server migration, bringing individual servers to blades. How do you migrate that? FileZX can be a great solution there as well. Looking at slide 11, another set of questions here that we can ask to help qualify. Do we need more frequent multiple snapshot capability, but you don't have the budget to go out and buy some of our great IBM hardware that does that in the hardware? You want to be able to do it in software. FileZX gives us that capability. Even if you need to do a number of different types of backups across different kinds of servers in the organization. Some may need CDP. Some may need snapshot. Some it may just be a traditional backup once a night. Having one product that can handle all of those cuts down on our learning curve. It cuts down on our support needed, and we can leverage our staff more effectively. A couple of these are a little bit redundant, but just a different way of asking those questions to your customers about how you're handling disaster recovery. Do you have solutions in place to recover quickly no matter what happens? And this one, the last question, how much time you're spending managing backup and recovery for your remote offices. This can be a hidden cost that most folks are not taking into account. I talked to one customer that was a large retailer. They had over 200 stores, and they were spending over 4 hours a day not checking the integrity of the backup, but just checking to see that it ran. Did the right tape get installed? This was a tremendous amount of overhead they were spending just to validate that the backup happened. So at this time frame of managing this, if we can manage it from a centralized site, set the policies accordingly, can be very, very valuable. I've included on slide 12 a checklist of a number of types of questions you can ask to your customer to give you some idea of the sizing of the opportunity and really how much data is at risk. So we move into some of the FileZ offerings here. We do want to clear up a few things here about what we're now offering from FileZ. If you look at slide 14, our current product suite from FileZ will be at what you see here on slide 14, Express Restore CDP Edition. This is our flagship product from FileZ. It is a comprehensive disk-based block-level incremental forever technology. We're very comfortable with incremental forever with TSM, and having the ability to do that now at the block level for these Windows products is really the strength of our FileZ product family. What we have done with the CDP edition of Express Restore is we are now bundling the disaster recovery as part of the product. It's integrated as part. It's not a separately priced item any longer. We're just putting it in and including that because we believe it is so important for our customers. It is policy-based, and it's very selective, and that can be very important for our remote clients. You don't have to do disaster recovery off-site to every system you have. You can pick and choose. You can set the schedule. Maybe you're going to do snapshots every hour, but you want to do disaster recovery at the end of the day. You've got a lot of flexibility there so that you can really take advantage of the technology to only replicate to the disaster recovery site the data that's important to the site based on the server, based on the policy, and based on how often you are backing that system up. So it gives you a lot of flexibility there. Exchange Restore is our additional add-on to Express Restore that allows us to work with Microsoft Exchange. It works with both Microsoft Exchange 2003 as well as 2007. And this gives us the ability to rapidly recover any email object. We'll talk about that in just a little more detail in just a moment. As well as our Express Bare Machine Recovery, being able to restore the operating system volume on dissimilar hardware. All of these very well integrated together and providing a complete suite of products to help our customers meet their needs. We'll dig down a little deeper here into Express Restore. We've covered a little bit of it already, the block level, incremental forever. Again, it is Windows-based applications. It has native support, very, very strong support for Microsoft's Exchange as well as Microsoft SQL. But any application that is VSS aware can take advantage of Express Restore and have very, very small backup windows and can be fully protected, whether that be Oracle, SAP, DB2, Informix, Notes. We have scripts in the product that will allow us to work with all of those and allow us to really make sure that they are protected very, very well. We do have VMware support so that the individual sessions running in a VMware environment, we can back up and manage all of those environments as well. policy based is part of the solution, giving us the way to set our policy centrally and send them out and manage them across the system. But the real strength is, while the protection gives us the baseline, the strength is in the recovery. If I'm needing to recover an individual file for a user, by leveraging our Express Mount technology, what I'm really doing is going out and looking at the last snapshot, whenever my last backup was, whether that was an hour ago, 2, 6, or last night. I'm mounting that snapshot as another virtual drive on my system. So if I have backed up, let's just say, the D volume, and I've got that D volume there on my system, but I've got a corrupt file, I need to replace the file, I'll go to last night's snapshot, and I'll mount that as an F volume, let's say. And I'll be able to then see that entire backup as if it's an F drive. And I can use Windows Explorer to very quickly drag and drop the file from my F drive to my D drive. And I can easily restore any individual file, any folder, all the way through very, very, very quickly. It's very granular down to that level. I can do that for any point in time that I have maintained snapshots. I can keep multiple generations. If I'm doing snapshots every hour and I'm doing that through a 10-hour workday, well, you know, there's 10 generations per day. If I want to do that for a month, well, I can do that many generations, and I can restore to any one of those points and times to get whatever version of the file I need to recover for my user. One of the real strengths, however, in instant restore, in recovery is instant restore, and that's being able to mount that volume back over its existing drive letter. As if I had a failure and I needed to recover and restore right away, I'm holding all my information on drive D. I can mount last night's snapshot or the last hour's snapshot back as a drive D. It restores all the metadata information. I've got the entire file structure back within a couple of minutes. Then, as we continue restoring the data, whether that be 2 terabytes or more, it's going to take time to get all that data back there. But my application can start running right away. As it makes a request for information that is not currently restored to the drive, it'll be intercepted by Instant Restore. Instant Restore will go to the backup process, the restore process, I mean, and will move those files to the top of the queue and then bring that data back immediately so that it can be available to the application or the user. It's a slight delay there, but it does make the information readily available. As I start writing back to that application, it'll check to see if the information has been restored yet. If it hasn't, it'll restore that information, hold the writing cache until that data has been restored, and then write the new data where it needs to be. So it gives me a way to literally bring applications back online in a matter of minutes. They can start using the data right away. They don't have to wait for the entire restore process to happen. This is a huge win. So it allows us to get our customers and our users back up and running very, very quickly. The restore will still take time, but we do make the application available right away. As I move a little further into this, into slide 16, we want to continue talking about the capabilities of Express Restore with the disaster recovery capabilities. What disaster recovery will give us the ability to do is have centralized vaulting of our backup copies. Now, again, we can define this by policy for any server, any volume, and we can make the decision as to how often that disaster recovery data would be sent across the link, and that can be in a completely different schedule than our normal regular backups that we're doing. So it gives us a lot of granularity and a lot of flexibility. Now, that could be to another remote office if I'm wanting to do maybe a round robin between several branches, or it could be to a disaster disaster recovery site. Or it could be to a centralized data center where I'm consolidating all of the repositories for all of my branch offices. It's really very flexible and fluid to allow you to set the policies that make sense for your user community. If we still need the ability to leverage tape for archival and long-term retention, we can bring the repositories from our branch sites back to that central site, keep it there at the central site, and then integrate that with our existing tape infrastructure like TSM. I can mount any snapshot as a drive G, for example, and then use TSM to back up that repository into our normal archiving system and long-term retention systems. So it'll integrate very, very well with our current tape models at the data center. Since we are doing this across the Internet, if that is the need of our customer because we don't have a dedicated VPN, it's a very secure environment. We can encrypt the information as it's going from the remote site to the disaster recovery site and know that it is very, very secure. But the big power here is that this is fully automated. I don't have to have somebody at the remote site be responsible for disaster recovery now. I don't have to have somebody putting tapes in boxes. I don't have to have it shipped out using a trucking system or a courier system. It's all handled over the wire, block level, so that we're only transmitting the changes, making it a very automated and secure way. Another strength of the disaster recovery is this recover anywhere functionality. If I have the ability and I have the snapshot at the remote site, I can manage that restore of that volume from my central site and get the restore done remotely. But if I do need to be able to do it at my data center, I can mount that snapshot. I can do a restore to another drive or another system and have that information restored locally in the data center and then ship the hardware out, send it out with a courier and have it made readily available. It allows me to do my recovery pretty much anywhere, whether that be to hardware or to virtual systems. So the disaster recovery is another feature of our Express Restore and is now included as part of that product. We also have Bare Machine Recovery as part of our Files X solution family. This is a separately priced option. You can make a decision on which servers you want to have Bare Machine Recovery capabilities on, and you buy it and license it accordingly by server. It allows me to work with an existing, the latest existing snapshot taken by Express Restore and then mount that snapshot of the OS volume and restore it directly to the hardware. We can do that to existing hardware or we can do this to dissimilar hardware. This is one that I can tell you personally is a great product. I have set up a lab with all of my Files X applications running on a number of different pieces of hardware here in my home lab. And just for my own familiarity of it, I also loaded it on my laptop. Now, we're not saying that this is typically a laptop-based product. It's not meant to do desktops. Our CDP for Files is still the right solution there. But I just needed another data point to work with in my lab, so I used my laptop. I got to India and did an update while I was visiting a client over there, and my system got corrupted. When I got home from the trip, I plugged in the BMR CD into my laptop. About an hour later, after mounting the last backup that I had done before I left on the trip, that system was back just at the exact state it was before I left town. So it gave me a very quick way of getting my system back right where it was to the last snapshot in just under an hour. It can be smaller than that. I had a lot of data on my laptop, and we're only talking about an OS volume. Many times that's only a few gig, and that can take as little as 20 minutes to get up and running. As I mentioned, it will support different hardware. We can do that by mounting whatever the drive system might be, whether we're moving from IDE to eSATA to SATA drives to iSCSI. We have the drivers there available to do that, even to do into virtual systems, to go from physical to virtual or virtual to physical. If you're have customers doing migrations to blade centers, it'll also support doing that as well. Now, the BMR product is a product that is part of the acquisition from FilesX. We are going to continue selling this application. It is not a replacement for Christie. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. Christie still is our heterogeneous solution across different hardware and operating system environments. This bare machine recovery is specifically for the Windows space, and it leverages Express Restore snapshots. So it is unique to this platform. It will be available once we go to our PPA and Passport Advantage, and will be available for shipment there. We can go ahead and sell it today, and we'll ship it once the product has been blue washed and is in our Passport Advantage program. The final product that we do have here available as part of our FilesX solution is Exchange Restore. This is the product that I think a lot of our folks have been looking for, the ability to restore any individual mailbox. The strength here is that we're working with Exchange. We're working with Exchange 2007 as well as 2003. And there's just not a lot of tools out there today that will allow an administrator to really get a very granular look at that environment. Microsoft provides a number of utilities for managing the mailbox store, but the discussions I've had with a number of our customers is that it's a very, very cumbersome tool. It takes a long time to try to restore and manage those EDBs. And in many cases, if that EDB gets corrupt and they're doing a restore, they lose everything. They can't restore just a piece of it. And if they get three-quarters of the way through it and it's corrupt, they can't continue. Having the ability with Exchange Restore to let that system do its thing, have corrupt databases and data files and mailboxes go ahead and be restored corruptly, now I can use Exchange Restore to go in and restore an individual box from an earlier backup that was not corrupt. And we can put that individual mailbox in and replace the corrupted sections of that EDB. Or I can pull out the good ones from another backup and put them where I need them to be. It just gives me a lot of flexibility. It's an Explorer-like tool, just like your Windows Explorer is on your desktop. I can open my destination site, which is my user's mailbox on an Exchange server. I can then open the backup from a snapshot and literally drag the entire mailbox, an entire folder, an individual email, an attachment to an email, or even individual contact items. It gives me very, very fine granularity here. So being able to work with and leverage this gives us a real strong position now in talking to customers that want that finite control of their Exchange environment. Exchange Restore gives us that now, and we have a great story to go in and talk to those kinds of customers. Just to give you some typical solutions, typical customer environments where we see FilesX having a lot of strength, looking at slide 20, their standalone or remote office really is the strength here that we see a great fit for. Our example here is a customer who owns 5 remote offices, accounting firm, and they really need to be able to protect that client data very effectively. They've got a lot of financial regulations there. So being able to manage and back that data up is critical, but they don't have dedicated IT resources around. by leveraging FileZax from a central site, we can set the policies for all of those branch offices. We can set the policies for protecting the data on a more regular basis, whether that be hourly, 6 hours, daily, whatever the requirements are of that particular application. It's done automatically. We don't have to have somebody sitting there managing the process. And if we need to, we can then have that disaster recovery capability built into the product to send that data to a disaster recovery site without having to have somebody move tapes from a location to home or to another location. We can let the system handle that across the wire. So this really does tend to be one of our particular environments where we see a lot of opportunity. Slide 21 points out the extended data center model that we also see as a viable option, specifically in working with our TSM customers that may have a lot of branch offices. We've seen customers in the retail space, we've seen it in the banking space, we've seen it in a number of industries where they have a central site, they need to be able to manage centrally, but don't have those dedicated resources. And we can set the policies, consolidating that out to the management of to that central site and pushing it out to all the remote offices. Now, the consolidation is also a key here because they can use disaster recovery at each of those remote locations. They're bringing that information from the repositories back to the centralized data center. Now they can integrate that data with their normal backup and recovery procedures and policies, specifically if they need to add in the ability to do archiving and long-term data retention. I can bring those repositories from each of those remote sites into to the data center. I can mount them as individual items to a central server there in the data center, and then I can use TSM or any number of other enterprise class backup and recovery solutions and can put those in for long-term data integration, migration, and retention. Just like with the stories we're talking to our customers about with TSM, we can now integrate that, move it out to tape, move it off to the VTLs, whatever the enterprise policy is for data, but it gives us an automated way to get that back into the data center. The instant restore capabilities I've touched on, but this is one that really can be a great solution for customers that do have those remote offices, especially if they're extended remote offices. I talked to a customer not long ago who had about a 3-day turnaround to send a body out to a remote office to get them back up and running and to work on their systems. They physically had the travel challenges in getting somebody out there. Now, by leveraging the FileZax solutions in those remote locations with disaster recovery, they're bringing that mission-critical data back to the centralized repository. If they need to get somebody up and running immediately, they can do a restore to a virtual system, reroute the information and run it off of a VMware session, for example, temporarily while they are rebuilding a set of hardware to get out to that location. Once they've got that hardware ready to go, they can do a restore from a last snapshot of the VMware image, do a dissimilar restore using BMR technology to the hardware, and then ship that hardware directly out to the remote site, allowing them to have recovery points that are very quick even while they are doing restores and even requiring additional spare hardware to support that user. So we have a lot of flexibility with Instant Restore to be able to handle that. And, of course, I've already touched on the ability of managing users' email and the strength that Exchange Restore gives us on that. We won't spend a lot of time on this chart, but it is just another one of the solutions as to where we know that we have a lot of flexibility with FileZax. I want to briefly touch on the competition. We've got a full suite of competitive analysis on our websites on Extreme Leverage and on the Partner World site. I can't really put a lot of competitive information in this presentation, but we do have a lot out there. We believe we've got solutions that will allow you to be very, very competitive against customers like Commvault that you see there on slide 26. We've got capabilities that they don't have, especially in the area of restore and getting users back up to and running very, very quickly. A lot of times in our smaller customers will hear that they're already using Microsoft and why would they change? And the big winner here is that that disaster recovery and the very quick restore, the granularity of the restore, that we can give them a lot more functionality than what they get for free from Microsoft. Being able to have your systems back up and running in less than an hour has value. That's what we're bringing over what Microsoft is providing. As we look at the pricing function.
Hey, Terry, yeah, it's Don.
Yeah, Don.
Just one comment on Microsoft and their DPM or Data Protection Manager product. You will find that the sellers will find where they see Microsoft DPM, and this is has been primarily a U.S. Issue, but we're starting to see it slowly in other countries. They price that product very, very low in the marketplace, and our intention is not to compete directly with Microsoft DPM. So just be aware of that. As you see this, we should be selling above them and positioning FilesX products in such a way that that we are really more of a recovery product and have much more value than what DPM provides. The other thing I wanted to mention is regarding positioning FilesX with Network Appliance or N-Series solutions. FilesX gives us the ability to now give our hardware sellers and software sellers something else to sell into a Microsoft environment that does snapshots of Microsoft applications without having to go immediately to a network appliance or N-Series solution. So it's a nice alternative. It's at a lower price point. It allows you to bundle different types of storage hardware, IBM DS3 or DS4000 with that solution. And it really gives the customer an alternative to having to purchase something directly from Network Appliance, which kind of locks them into a proprietary solution. So I want to point that out because that's something that FilesX sellers have been very successful with over the past year or so. That's it. Back to you, Terry.
All right, great. Thanks, Don. Let's move quickly into some of the pricing discussions that we have with FilesX. If you look here on slide 29, for our IBM sellers, you can start selling FilesX products right away. It's in the system today. You can go to Siebel. You can start the process right away. For our business partners, until we get this into Passport Advantage, you will need to set up an arrangement with FilesX and sell through FilesX until we do get everything into the systems in Passport Advantage. We're looking at an ability to do this, we hope, sometime in the August time frame. Don't hold me to that date. That's our goal. You know how that goes. But we are focused on trying to get that done in the August time frame. And then at that point, it'll be treated just like any other product through Passport Advantage. But for our IBM sellers, you can start selling this right away, and we have the processes in Siebel to help you do that right now. If we look at slide 30, just to kind of give you an idea of what we're doing today with the pricing, I am talking about only U.S.-based prices here right at the moment. If we look at Express Restore CDP, we're doing this and pricing this product on the number of servers that are being protected. All right. It's a tiered pricing model so that you start and you get additional discounts on the pricing the more servers you get under protection. But we are pricing this on this model of the number of systems, servers, that you are protecting. Now, Express Restore, you don't need to, as I said earlier, buy disaster recovery. It's included as part of that. But if you do that and you are having disaster recovery on the Express Restore, now you're protecting that Express Restore server. Normally, let's just say I had four servers I was protecting, and I would have then my Express Restore server with the repositories on it backing up and managing those four servers. You'd be priced for four. But when we add the disaster recovery to that, you're now protecting the Express Restore server as well. So that would be an additional server that would need to be protected. We would then be able to put a disaster recovery hub at the disaster recovery site, and there wouldn't be a charge for that server because it's not a protected server. It's just where we are sending the repository information. One thing also to note that Express Restore is required at any point that you would be using Express Bare Machine Recovery and anytime you're using Express Exchange Restore. Pricing for our Express Bare Metal Restore is noted here, again, by the number of servers that you're protecting, as it is a separate pricing for our Exchange Restore. Note that these prices that I'm showing here, that we do include the first year of service in support. So that is part of our pricing that we are putting in the model. Now, the worldwide pricing was released last week. We would suggest that others in other geos, if they've got questions on pricing, to get with the assigned sales leader in their geo. There's one assigned in every geo. They can talk to you about what your pricing is in your geography, and then look at the discounting that goes on in the tiered structure after that point. To just kind of look at some examples of how that might be priced out, let's look at slide 31 here very quickly at a couple of potential ideas of how this would be being done today and how we would replace it. If we look at a prospect here that has a main office that has an Exchange server, an SQL server, and a file and print server, they're typically backing all of that up to tape. They've got a couple of branch offices, one with an SQL server, one with and a file server, the third one having just a file and print server. We've got some significant challenges in each of those locations. And how do you manage the tape in each location? What's my best case restore point objective and restore time objective? All of those are some significant challenges that they would be facing. But if we come in on slide 32 and replace with FilesX, here's what we're going to do. Number one, we're going to eliminate all that tape. We're going to eliminate having to have a person involved at the branch offices trying to be responsible for the backup and restore processes when IT is not their normal job. We're not having to go through all of the challenges of moving tape off-site to disaster recovery sites and having the challenges that are involved there. On 33, you'll see we're going to do that in each case by replacing that tape with Express Restore. Now, you'll note there at the main office, I've marked in green that each of those existing file servers becomes an Exchange Restore protected server. We've got an Express Restore repository server that sits at the main office as well as one at each of the locations in our branch office. Now we're able to centrally manage, centrally control, and handle all of those processes very, very effectively in our branch. To see how we would price something like that out, if you'll look at slide 34, looking at those three servers that we'd be protecting, in this case, just having an Express repository server at a branch office, That would be three protected servers at a price of $21.24 each, or about $6,000. We're only pricing out the protected servers in this case. If we look at slide 35 and add disaster recovery to this example, now we would have the same three protected servers, but now the Express Restore server is also a protected server. We're not paying for the DR site, just for the protected Express Repository server at that office. So in this case, we would have four servers that are being protected, and it's priced accordingly. Moving down to slide 36, continuing with that branch office that had just the file and print server there, we would have one protected server there. But since we are going to be doing disaster recovery here, we would also have a protected server in the Express Restore server as well. So in this case, it would be two protected servers. Now, it's important to note that these systems do not have a lot of overhead processor-wise. The real challenge is in disk I.O. And if you did have a customer that was wanting to save some costs here and didn't want to dedicate a piece of hardware specifically for an Express Restore repository, it is indeed possible to run our Express Repository or Express Restore server on that same file and print server piece of hardware that we had before, allowing us to price out only a single protected server. Now, you do have a little bit that you give up there, because now you're not able to do an instant restore at the branch location, because if the server failed completely, there's no Express Restore to back up or to do a restore from. It's all on the same hardware. But we could do that restore at our DR site and then replace and send that hardware out to the remote location. There's some trade-offs there, but you do get a very, very attractive price point to be able to get the system out there in some branches where there is just a few environments that you're trying to protect. Looking at slide 38, here's some other math, if you would, of how you can price this out, some examples of how we would price it depending on how we are protecting the different environments. I'll leave those to you to look at your leisure to really dig in and get then with your geo leader to look at how these prices break down and the tiering discounts as you begin to add a number of more servers. If you look at slide 39 there, we're showing that we do have this already in Siebel today. You can see how we can look it up today. We've got a tactic code there to get started with, so you can get started right away. We have some incentives for the first quarter. Don, I'll bounce it back to you here for just a quick second on this one to cover the fast start incentives that we've got going on through the end of June. Oops, I must have lost Don there. You'll see the chart there on slide 40, and there are it is for our Tivoli reps. It's not for our business partners. It is for our Tivoli SSRs, our general business reps, our Tivoli investment reps, channel reps, and Tivoli ISSRs. Any opportunities that you can get booked into Siebel by June 30th and then close in the third quarter allows you to have an additional 8% of TI for an incremental of 50K transaction. You can take that up to 24% TI per transaction above $100,000, and the payments will be made in the third quarter after those deals close. So you can get up to a maximum of 24% per rep for multiple deals to get you started up and running quickly with FileZax here in the end of the second quarter, closing into the third quarter. So talk to your sales manager about that. They have this information and know that this is available to them. We are quickly running out of time here this morning, so I am going to have to move along very quickly. We are in the process of in the roadmap chart here. The big issue today is we are moving on into our blue wash edition of the product. getting it to say IBM. We are looking at having this available sometime in the August time frame, and we will be adding additional integration points with TSM later in the year. This is some of our focus on our roadmap. Later in the next year, we'll be looking at adding other operating system platforms to FileZX. Most importantly, we'll be looking at adding Linux capability there and bringing some of the integration points a little tighter into TSM. There will also be some deduplication capabilities added in with future releases of FileZX, and we really fit in with the overall data deduplication strategy that we have with both the Diligent acquisition that we have at an enterprise level, the TSM deduplication that we have there for our TSM customers. It'll be part of that overall strategy, all of them integrating together and working together to provide a total deduplication story for all of our customers across the product family.
Hey, Terry?
Yeah.
One comment on this roadmap slide. I just ask all our sellers to please focus on what FileZX can do today. If you plan on getting out to a fast start and selling this in Q2, which is what we would like you to do, or identifying sales in Q2 and selling it in July or delivering it in July, I just want all our sellers to focus on what the product can do today and then understand that we're bringing additional function over time toward the end of this year and into next year. So the place where FileZX is strongest today is at the remote office, branch office location, and smaller standalone data centers. And when you get into more complex environments, like large data centers, obviously we need some work to do with FileZX and integration into TSM to make that a seamless solution for some of our customers. So focus on its strengths today, and we'll basically take you into the future as we fulfill this roadmap. Thanks, Terry.
Yeah, and that pretty much covers what we were going to talk about there on slide 43. So there are a number of references and case studies available online to you, existing customers of FileZX. You can look at those and download those off of the web URLs that you see listed on the slide there. There are a number of questions that have been asked and answered on our Extreme Leverage website. We've got a document that covers, I think it's over 60 different questions for FileZX and how it will work in our environment. I'd encourage you to download those either off of Extreme Leverage or off of the Partner World site and dig down into those for any additional questions you may have. You can see a few of them here, specifically the overlap issues with Tivoli continuous data protection that we have today. They still both have value to us, and we will continue to be selling both of them. I've already touched on the Christie Bare Metal question there, but there are a lot of questions that can be answered out there on that file, on that FAQ, so I'd encourage you to download that as well. Since we are out of time today, I'll go ahead and skip down to slide 48 to point you to a number of references that are available to you for FileZX information. I would also point out on slide 49 additional information on where you can get help and additional questions answered. If you do have specific sales-oriented questions, I know Don is available for sales questions, technical questions from our technical our TECs. Dan Thompson has done a great environment that is just about ready to be deployed across our tech centers, and that's a VMware image with a lot of different demos and concepts of how to work with existing IBM products as well as third-party products. So those are available to you as well off of our Extreme Leverage site that you see a link to there on slide 50. We are out of time at this point, but we do want to open up for just a few brief questions at this point. We'll do our best to answer those for you today. So at this point, I'll ask Mark to open up the lines for questions, and Don and I will do our best to answer them for you this morning.
Thank you very much. If you would like to ask a question, you can do so by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, that is star 1. If you are using a speakerphone, please ensure that your mute function is off so we can receive your signal. And our first question today will come from Eric Valentine.
Hello. Great presentation. Really quick, first question I have is, can an end user access the snapshot data to do restore themselves, or does it require interaction with a central administrator someplace?
Yeah, typically this would be an application that would be done by a centralized administrator. It's easy enough, I think, that a lot of end users that are somewhat technically savvy could do it, but it's not typically something that we encourage. It would depend on the environment. You know, if I've got an environment where I've only got one or two users at a remote location, it appears to be, to me, easy enough that you could enable those. But you do have some security issues with Active Directory, which users you give the authority to do that. Typically, that's only done at the administrator level. It's not designed to be an end-user tool by any means. But if you've got a unique situation, I could see an occasion where that could be done if it was really needed to be.
Gotcha, and I appreciate that. And really quick, the next question is on slide 37. You show us the example of a customer who didn't want to spend money for the extra hardware for the CDP repository. That code, would that be running on the same OS instance, or are you showing like a separate
vendor? No, as an example here in my lab, I've got a single Windows 2003 server here. It's running a number of different applications on it, and I'm running the Express Restore repository and management console and all of that on that single box. The limitation there, really, quite honestly, is the I/O in and out of the box. As you start, bringing in a large number of feeds over gigabit Ethernet, you've got some bottlenecks there. But it can certainly all be run on a single processor without having to resort to virtual sessions to do that.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much. Again, let me commend you and the team. It was a great pitch. It's a great deck, and thank you for the detailed speaker notes.
No problem.
Have a great day.
Next, we'll hear from Mark Larson.
Yes, I want to go to slide 30, and this is a pricing question. I thought I heard you say that 2124 would have maintenance in there for the first 12 months, but in the speaker notes down below, it says maintenance is not in there. So I'm trying to figure out which it is, and if there is maintenance included in there, is it 7x24?
Okay, this is Don. Let me answer that question. First of all, the speaker notes are probably incorrect. They probably weren't updated. The maintenance is included. 1 year of maintenance is included in all of the pricing that was distributed on the worldwide price list last week, and that includes what's on this slide. And it is 7x24, so it follows the standard Passport Advantage maintenance, which is 7x24 for SEV1 issues. So yes, it's 7x24.
Okay, and Don, where do we get? We go to our geo leader for the tiering, how it goes down.
Yes, Bob Rellis in the Americas can provide that to you.
Okay, and I think I asked this before. Is the tiering per deal or per location or per how does the tiering work?
It's done at the transaction level, so it can cover the entire enterprise, but it's per transaction. So if they're going to order, the more they order in one transaction, the deeper the discount goes.
Okay. So let's say they want to try it out now. They want to buy five. We'll do the one.
We'll do the five at the first tier price, and if they want to order a lot more later, then they get the deeper discount at the later date.
Okay, I'll work with Bob Rollison.
Yeah, it's not cumulative. So it's basically whatever they're doing in that transaction drives what tier they fall into.
Okay, and all licenses are at that tier level, or do they build like SAN volume controller? I got to buy the first four at one price, and then the next price.
All licenses will be at that level, but it doesn't include, obviously, if they buy so many Express Restore is required, that would be the most licenses they would buy, and then the rest of them would be add-ons. If they don't buy all of the other options, they would only get the lower tiered price for those other options.
Whatever that option lands on.
Exactly.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Sure.
Next, we'll hear from Mike Guido. And Mike Guido, your line is open. Please go ahead. Mr. Guido, if you're on a speakerphone, please pick up your handset or depress your mute function.
Hello. Sorry about that. First of all, I think this was a great acquisition by IBM. I think there's a lot of opportunity in this space. And you guys did a great job presenting the material. My question is, I've been dealing with customers looking for host-based replication for the past couple months. And, you know, this solution, DoubleTake, CA, Exosoft, they're all kind of looking the same to me. Is there somewhere out there on the IBM site or FilesX site that can, you know, help me and my customers distinguish the difference and the advantage of FilesX in this space?
So let me try and quickly position that. First of all, we don't have any materials on the products you just mentioned.
Okay.
This is not a point-to-point or site-to-site replication product. This is primarily a recovery product.
Mm-hmm.
An application recovery product. The replication
okay.
that it provides is really between the FilesX repository servers only.
Okay.
Okay, so that's really how it should be positioned. Hopefully that clears it up a little bit. But we have had questions about some of these other third-party replication software solutions that are host-based.
Mm-hmm.
And really, those are used in lieu of things like disk subsystem based replication when that doesn't exist or the customers want a cheaper solution.
Okay.
Right. That's not how we position FilesX.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
And Scott Fast has a question.
Gentlemen, excellent, excellent, excellent. I come to the party here being a hardware storage specialist. So my curiosity is how to make me money. How much storage could we expect in a general swag across most of these environments that an implementation of FilesX would actually drag? Is it an opportunity for us to sell with our Tivoli storage software representatives and work with those sales professionals in also quoting net new storage, or is storage possibly a very small incremental growth factor in most environments?
Hey, Scott, excellent question. This is Don again. It all depends on how you configure this to be used. The more snapshot data and the more continuous you make this protection, the more storage it will require on the repository server. Every repository server is going to require storage. That storage has typically been in the order of 3 to 5x of what the data is that they're protecting at these remote sites. And you would also need storage at the DR site or DR repository should you include DR in the solution. So it's going to drive a significant amount of storage. The value is obviously the recovery that you provide here. It's more than just disk-based backup. You get unsurpassed recovery capabilities with FilesX, and really that I would see this being positioned with DX3 and DX4000 primarily, but we can certainly sell a lot of storage, and we should be teaming with the hardware and software sales teams on this.
Love the answer. Does the repository then also end up in the backup flight? Do we have to start sizing some of the TSM pool and TSM storage and TSM tapes then as well?
That's optional. It certainly can. When you move data from the primary repository to the DR repository, you can selectively choose which data is being moved. So you don't have to move all of it. So that would be more of an architecture exercise to determine just how much data ends up in the final resting or final DR site. And then at that point, that data could be sent to a TSM storage pool. So you would need to make accommodations for how often that data is collected. Typically, that would be more of an archive, so you might want to keep several copies of that data in the TSM storage hierarchy, typically on tape.
Love it. Okay. Look to disk and tape being pulled.
Yep.
The right answer.
Okay. Thanks.
At this time, we have no questions in the queue. I'll now turn the conference over to our hosts for any closing or additional remarks.
All right, Don, I'll let you wrap it up for us this afternoon.
Okay, thank you, Terry. I just had a couple of, two announcements. As Terry mentioned earlier, we are shipping Express Restore and Exchange Restore. Right now, we temporarily suspended shipping Bear Machine Recovery as we work through some licensing distribution issues. So that's going to resume in about 7 or 8 weeks when we go to Passport. Terry was saying that Passport Advantage is August timeframe. I'll tell you that we're still hoping to get this done on July 29th. So we're still looking to do Passport at the end of July. Again, stay tuned to see to make sure that we're able to keep this date. But that's our target right now, and we believe we can still attain that. There's going to be another Tivoli talk later this week. It has not been announced yet. This one's going to be for our direct sellers, and it's really going to tell you what the process is going to be for ordering Files X prior to Passport. So basically ordering and fulfillment. There was a slide on this deck that was presented by Terry that talks about us using the America's Deal Hub. And it won't be just America's. I believe Europe and most of the rest of the world will use the America's Deal Hub to front-end the ordering process with Files X. So there'll be a Tivoli talk. Look for the announcement on that. We're hoping to hold that on Friday morning. There'll be a call both for the U.S. And Europe as well as for Asia-Pacific. Everybody will see that sometime Friday morning. And that's all I have. Thank you very much.
One last thing that I would mention, too, Don, I neglected to say as we started off the call, this is call one this week from the enablement team. We will also have another call on Thursday. This one is for our SEs that want to get down at a deeper technical level. Greg Tevis will be leading that call on Thursday, and he'll really tear this apart down and help us understand how all the pieces work and how they all fit together. So if you've got technical concerns, questions, and need more understanding there, we'll invite you to that call this Thursday. There was an announcement that went out on it, and the files charts will be available for that very shortly. So for Don and myself, that pretty much wraps it up for us. From our team to yours, good luck, good selling. Look forward to talking to you again.
And that does conclude our conference call. Thank you for joining us today.